where every diet you know is wrong.
Well, not every diet. I mean...
Yes, but almost every doesn't sound as good.
Yeah, but...
Shut up. One man stands alone.
Well, not completely. I mean...
It's time for Adam Martin, Fasting, Fitness, and Fat Loss.
What's going on, guys? And welcome to today's Let's Talk Fast podcast. Hope you're having a fantastic day. No matter where you are, whatever you're doing, get up, annihilate your goals, do whatever it is that makes you happy, live your best life, and let's get stuck into today's podcast. It's something that I'm asked all the time because routinely you guys are seeing me on my Instagram page. If you are following me over at The No Breakfast Guy, on my stories, I always show when I'm getting up and when I'm going to sleep, and people are always questioning me, Adam, I see you're only getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep a night. Is that enough? I've been told I should be getting 8 hours. Adam, I don't sleep very well. How do I sleep better? How can I wake up rejuvenated, feeling great for the day, feeling positive, feeling enthusiastic, and feeling ready to kind of go about your day and kind of live your best life? And so this podcast today is not going to be really science-based, isn't going to be really kind of in around the world of kind of the science behind sleeping and circadian rhythms and things like this. This is going to be just an absolute practical application that you can do right away to have you sleeping better than you ever have within the next day. This isn't something that's going to take weeks and weeks and weeks of practice. It's something you can implement tonight. You can be sleeping better tonight, waking up tomorrow, feeling refreshed, and I guarantee you that if you can put the time and effort into making this happen every single night, that you will wake up feeling refreshed. And while sleep is absolutely crucial to your overall health and well-being, and we'll certainly do a podcast on this in more detail, and I'll see if I can try and find a sleep specialist to talk much more about the science and the kind of in-depths behind why sleep is so important to us. But today is just purely my step-by-step guide on giving you a quality sleep every night where you wake up refreshed and never having to worry about sleep ever again. So let's just get stuck straight into it. It's not going to be a 30-minute podcast like most of mine have been so far. It's going to be quick. Let's get to it. I've already been waffling on too long. You know I always do, but let's get to it. So the first and foremost thing I want you guys to do is to be able to have a quality night's sleep is you must have a sleep routine. And for or kind of a setup for your sleep routine. And what I mean by that is that any of you who have got kids, and I now have a 2.5-year-old, will know that setting up a routine for those kids in those early years is what enables them to get into a good sleep pattern. The exact same is for us in that setting up the same routine every single night starts to, I guess, desensitize you to the world that, or the day that you've had, starts to bring down your energy level, starts to bring down your mental state, and really start to unwind you from the day that you have had and whatever stresses may have been there to kind of wash them away and realize it's sleep time. You're telling your head, I'm going to bed, I'm now trying to relax. And so getting into bed, feeling as stress-free as you possibly can to set yourself up to be in the best place to have a good night's sleep. So this kind of 30-minute pre-bed routine is something I do every single night. I have been doing it for a couple of years now. And while I'm not someone who has really ever suffered from struggles with sleeping, I've always been a good sleeper. This kind of routine has certainly enabled me to extend my days and not have to sleep so much. But I want to emphasize again, guys, sleep is massively important to your health and well-being. So I don't want you to try and sit there and go, well, Adam does 5 hours or 6 hours of sleep every night, so I've got to try and get myself down to that. That's not the message of this podcast. My message of this podcast is that if you're sitting there in your head thinking, I need 8 to 9 hours sleep because I've been told I need 8 to 9 hours worth of sleep, you might not necessarily need as much if your sleep quality is much higher. I've said this time and time again that people who sleep better are far better off than those people. Let's say that again. People who may have been sleeping shorter hours but getting really high quality sleep are always far better off than people who sleep longer but their sleep is interrupted. They're not really getting into a deep sleep. They're all over the place. They're waking up all the time. those two comparisons, just because you can wake up in the morning and say, oh, good, I had 9 hours worth of sleep, but you still feel tired, you feel lethargic, you don't feel motivated to get up and get going. If that is you and you've been struggling to feel energized and optimistic and really motivated in the mornings to get up and really annihilate those goals and get up and go about your day, then this podcast is for you. So again, I've continued to waffle on, guys, and I apologize. We're 5 minutes in. Let's get stuck into it. So you need to go a 30-minute routine at least, but 30 minutes before bed, this whole routine starts. And it starts absolutely with turning off every screen, every light source in your house, that being laptops, computers, TVs, your Kindle, your phone, anything that's giving off some sort of light to your eyes that you are stuck on or glued on must be turned off at least 30 minutes before going to bed. So once you have that done and all of those screens are off and you're now in a mindset, okay, it's 30 minutes before I'm going to sleep. Now, let me just kind of put a caveat to that. This is trying to go to sleep, not necessarily go to bed. I myself, and I know many of you guys, might actually go to bed at, let's say, 8:30, 9 o'clock, but you're not actually going to sleep until 10, 10:30, whatever it might be. It's this 30 minutes starts when, if you want to go to sleep at 10:30, start this routine at 10 o'clock. Now, once that 30-minute clock goes on and all of your screens are all turned off, this is where I want you to start trying to unwind and de-stress your mind from the day that you've just had. And here's a few techniques to start putting in place that will really help that and really set yourself up to get into a good sleep pattern moving forward. So what I tend to do next after this is one of two things, but it's become more of this one first and then the one I'll lead into second, is I absolutely kind of have really been putting time and effort into meditation or kind of mindfulness, thought processing, and kind of trying to go inside, go quiet for 5 to 10 minutes and kind of, I guess, decompress the day that has been. Now, if I've had a really stressful day or a really long day or have had some troublesome clients or something that's really kind of been on my mind, this is the time that I go back and reflect on those and start to think about ways that I can better that for tomorrow or deal with that tomorrow, or if I can deal with it in my head now and kind of start putting it behind me rather than it sitting inside my head and stewing away of, oh, I made a big mistake with that client, what am I doing? You know what those kind of stressful kind of patterns may be. And it might have been you had a fight with your partner, you had an argument with someone at work, whatever it might be that's kind of sitting in your head and kind of worrying you about that day. Go back and take 5 to 10 minutes of that 30-minute period that we've now got to reflect on that, to think about how you can move forward from it, how you can be better for it next time, how you could have dealt with that situation better, or if you can deal with that situation right here, right now. So if it's a fight with your partner, never go to sleep in a bad mood with your partner. Always deal with the situation at hand. Don't let each other go to sleep angry at each other. Deal with that right now. If you can deal with the situation, if you've had a fight with a colleague at work or a friend or whatever it might be, then do so. But at the very least, start dealing with it, start reflecting on it and kind of putting some time into, as I said, just being more mindful of kind of how your day has been. And then going into some sort of meditation. Now, there's 1,000 apps out there. Headspace is a good one that you can kind of use. There's free aspects to that. There is a paid version of it as well, which opens up the app to much more detail. But the free version is good. There's a couple of different ones there that you can choose. They can be anywhere from a couple of minutes long up to 30 minutes long. But some sort of meditation that is guided. If, again, you don't have the access to those kind of apps, there's 1,001 things on YouTube. And I know I just said to kind of turn off all of your screens and things like that. But if you can go quickly to YouTube, fire up and type in guided meditation, 5-minute guided meditation, something like that. Something will come up, hit play on it, put it to the side so you can't see the screen and just listen to what is being told to you and guide yourself through a 5 to 10 minute worth meditation. So there we have, guys, about 15 minutes of our 30 minutes gone. We've been reflective on our day and then gone into some sort of guided meditation, each one of them being 5 to 10 minutes long, giving us about 15 minutes of our 30 minutes that we're going to have before going to bed. Now, absolutely, the next part of this should be de-stressing your physical state. So many of you these days are working at desks. I know I would say 80%+ of my clients are working at a desk. And so you've got tight necks, you've got kind of strains and headaches going up into your skull and up underneath that occipital bone and kind of those kind of areas up underneath the back of your head. If a lot of you are suffering from headaches, usually it's coming from stress and tightness through your traps and your shoulders and the kind of forward posture that sitting at a desk all day gives you. Not only that, your glutes are going to be underactive because you've been sitting on them all day. Your hip flexors are going to be super tight. A lot of these different things are going to be putting your body into a very stressful state. And so I want you to get rid of that stress by doing some sort of foam rolling, yoga, meditation. Again, it can be, you know, a physical based kind of yoga, meditation, whatever it might be, guided for you. But some sort of way to de-stress your physical state. For me, I've got a foam roller at home. I'll then spend the next 5 to 10 minutes again on that foam roller, finding those tight spots. For me, being in a physical job and having to lift weights for clients, move things for clients, show certain exercises, and then do my own workouts, I carry a lot of my stress through my upper shoulders, my rear posture, so through my rhomboids and lats and things like that in my upper body. Because I also run a lot, I do have a lot of tightness through my hip flexors, but not too bad. I do spend some time on those post-run a lot of times. So I'm not too bad, but they are certainly tight. So I'll certainly spend some time foam rolling my hip flexors, my glutes. I get into my quads, my ITBs, into my lower back, and then do some version of wall slides, rotator cuff type rotations through my shoulders, roll through my lats, roll through my neck. A lot of these different things on my foam roller. And if you guys want to see maybe a foam roller routine that would help you out, let me know. Either fire off an email or fire off a DM into my Instagram page and ask me, yeah, Adam, I heard your podcast about a sleep routine, how to have a good night's sleep, and you talked about a foam roller routine. Can you do a video? If I get enough of those requests, I'll certainly do that for you guys. I'll probably do it anyway at some point, but if the requests come through quite quickly, I'll get that done much quicker. But as I said, spending another 5 to 10 minutes, so that now gives us to 20-25 minute mark of now getting rid of our physical stress in our body. And now the last one is getting into bed, being present in that moment and actually kind of saying to yourself, I'm going to sleep now. As I said, if you're already in bed and this 30 minutes is now kind of rolling on, then just kind of being more mindful of the fact that you're now going to sleep, switching everything off. Now, when I say switch everything off, turn your phone on to silent, flip the screen down so when you know a notification might go off overnight that it doesn't just light up your whole room. Best case scenario, if you can, put your phone in a different room and have it charging there so it's not even in your room and you can't be, I guess, accessed at any time. But 100% turn it off silent. You don't want to hear that buzzing of a nighttime. There's nothing that's so important of a nighttime that you need to be contacted. So don't have that phone, flashing and going off all night and kind of lighting up your room. The other big ones, guys, that I really want you to kind of focus on is any light source at this time in your room could potentially be harming your ability to sleep, no matter how small it is. So get your room as dark as you possibly can. And that includes the little red light that might be on your TV if you have a TV in your room. Cover it up with black tape so that little red light, green light, whatever it might be there, the standby light on your TV isn't there. If you've got a modem in your room and those green little flashy lights are going off, cover them all up or get rid of the modem out of your room. Your smoke alarm, that little flashing light that goes off every, I don't know, whatever it might be, every hour or so, cover it up or whatever it might be, but cover up any light source whatsoever. I'll just go very quickly into a research article that I did find a little while ago that kind of showed how how much any light source potentially could affect your sleep. I don't know why this works or why this happened because, as I said, I'm not going to go into the science or kind of science behind sleeping, but I thought it was fascinating nonetheless, in that they had two groups going into a room to have a sleep that night. They were all blindfolded, so they had no access to light kind of affecting their eyes whatsoever, and then told to go to sleep. One group of people were then shone a blue light on the back of their knee. So nowhere near their face, they couldn't see that blue light, but it was shone on the back of their knee. They weren't told that this was happening to them. And then the other group had no light source whatsoever in their room or being shone on them or anything at all. And then the next day they were asked, how did you sleep that night? And almost every single time, the people who had the blue light shone on the back of their knee reported saying, yeah, I just didn't have a good sleep last night. I was a bit restless. I didn't feel like I had a deep sleep. And the other group would say that, yeah, I had a good sleep more often than not. Why that happens, I don't know, but it just lends to this idea of getting rid of every single light source you possibly can out of your room and making sure that environment is as dark and pitch black as you possibly can get it. And of course, trying to be as quiet as you can. Now, where you live and kind of the environment you're around is going to dictate that. If you're living next to a freeway, well, you're going to have the hum of traffic going by all the time. But if you can try and make it as quiet as possible, so as I said, turning off all of your kind of phones and things like that so they can't beep at you or call or go off. Anything else that causes kind of noise, get rid of it, turn it off from the wall so it just can't be going off and kind of potentially waking you up overnight. So that now gives us your last 5 minutes to go and make sure all of those things are turned off. Your phone is turned down, turned off on silent and turned down to the ground. That's your 30-minute routine. You'll now be in a really good mental state, physical state, de-stress state, and ready for a good night's sleep. As I said, guys, the quantity of sleep is not necessarily always the most important part, but quality of your sleep is absolutely crucial. The last thing I want to make sure that I kind of make a point to is getting up at the same time every single day, no matter how late you go to bed. Now, consistency over perfection, you've heard me talk about that all the time. More often than not, you're going to be in a routine that sees you going to bed at the same time every day. Now, if you happen to have a night out on Saturday with friends and dinner and family or whatever it might be, or you've got a big party that you're going to, whatever it might be that kind of could cause that routine to go out, understand that you're not going to be able to go through this routine every single night. But no matter what, if you go to bed at 12 a.m., 1 a.m., get up the next day at 6 a.m. Now, I'm on a big push at the moment. I'm reading the book, The 5 a.m. Club. I've been someone who gets up at 4:45 for the last 15 years. But every single day, I'm really pushing you guys to be getting up at 5 a.m. If you haven't read the book, 5 a.m. Club, I highly recommend it and kind of understand how getting up and kind of making the very first hour of your day as productive as you possibly can, how much that will change your life and give you energy. I know the sound of getting up at 5 a.m. sounds absolutely awful, but if you can really own that, get up and be productive, and the fact that you're going to start having good quality night's sleep because of this routine I've given you, getting up every single day and making that first hour, getting up every single day at the exact same time and making that very first hour as productive as you possibly can, will put you in the best place to have a really good night's sleep every single night. Our bodies love rhythm and it loves kind of consistency. And as I said, I don't know much about circadian rhythms. I'm starting to read up more on it and how it might actually be affecting the way our bodies utilize food and things like that. So it's coming from a weight loss perspective and things like that. But with regards to circadian rhythms, guys, you know, kind of going with the flow of when the sun rises and the sun sets and how our mind and kind of how certain hormones are kind of released when we see these certain kind of aspects to the day. And people, you know, who live in the very far north, northern hemisphere, how, you know, total sunlight or total nighttime really affects their mood and their ability to kind of live a quality life. All of these kind of things are fascinating to me, but what I'm certainly seeing more and more and more of, especially after I've read this 5 a.m. Club and I'm reading 5 a.m. Club and I'm reading more into it, getting up at the same time every single day is crucial. Going to bed at the same time doesn't seem to show the same kind of effects. So that can vary depending on, you know, where you are, what you're doing, and how you're kind of going about your day. But getting up at the same time every single day, whether it's a Friday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday, get up, get going the moment your alarm goes off. Don't let your brain start convincing you or giving you excuses to why getting up now is too difficult and how much easier it would be to just pull the doona cover back over you and go back to sleep. 5 a.m., guys, do it every single day. Commit to it 30 days straight, and I guarantee it'll change your life. I'm not going to go too much into that because I really want to get the guy who wrote that book on my podcast. I've asked him a couple of times and he keeps telling me, I appreciate you asking me, but I'm a very busy man at the moment. He's got lots of other engagements and he's a very world-renowned speaker. But I'm going to keep trying because I really want to get him on my podcast. So I think he'd be fantastic to listen to more so to the reasons why getting up at 5 a.m. is so important. But guys, I really hope you found this podcast interesting and valuable to you. And I hope you start implementing everything that I told you today, tonight. I said this was only going to be about a 9 or 10 minute podcast. I have waffled on far too long. It is at 20 minutes now. So I apologize. But if you're still with me, I really appreciate you listening in. And as I said, guys, I just want to bring value with these podcasts. And so if these steps that you start taking tomorrow start giving you a much better sleep every single night, which means then you are far more energetic, optimistic about waking up and kind of going about your day, making the decisions that are hard that you know you need to make with regards to you might have to be going to the gym, but you don't want to, but you just do because you feel so much better because you've had a good night's sleep. Choosing those food items that you know you should, that you might not have necessarily done when you've been in a tired and grumpy and fatigued state in the past. So I really hope that this podcast has helped you guys. Feedback to me, guys. You know, as I said, send me some messages in my DMs. You know, if you start implementing some of this stuff, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some work. You know, it's 30 minutes every single night. I know, you know, there's going to be nights where you just want to go to sleep and put your head on the pillow. But I implore you, if you can just put this 20 to 30 minutes in every single night and make it part of your routine, your sleep will be so much better for it. You'll be much better for it. You'll be in a much better mental state, much better physical state. And so, as I said, I'd love to hear from you guys to see if this does help you out and give you a great night's sleep. As always, guys, my little plug at the end, if you could screenshot, you know, you listening to this podcast on your phone, you know, if you found something of value from it, you know, writing that and kind of putting that on your Instagram story, tagging me in it, so I can see that, you know, this has been effective for you guys. Because you know, guys, I say this all the time, that sharing this stuff, while, you know, I love to see that and it certainly gives me a little bit of an ego boost that you guys are watching this and it's helping you guys out, what I really want to do is share this information. And if you can then share it with one person and they can share it with one person, that, you know, we can exponentially grow our ability to help others around here. So as I said, screen capture this podcast today, guys, put a little post on it, send it to me as a little photo to my DMs, or if you want to tag it in your stories and tag me in it so I can see that it's going up on your stories, that'd be great. But if nothing else, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope you have a fantastic day. But more importantly, I hope you have a fantastic sleep tonight. This has been another episode of the Let's Talk Fast podcast. I'm your host, The No Breakfast Guy. I hope you have a fantastic day. We'll see you next time. Ciao.